For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. More than 110,000 Shelby County Schools students returned to class Monday morning, most without leaving their homes. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, the massive technical challenge was not without glitches and frustrations, but school leaders say the first day back was ultimately a success.
Public schools weren't entirely empty on Monday. Many teachers streamed live from their classrooms. Some schools allowed children of teachers to be on campus. That's how high schooler Jayla Bryant and her brother got a whole classroom to themselves at Highland Oaks Middle School. But like everyone else, they were learning virtually on this first day back to school.
And we're going to log off as a class so that I know that you're leaving. Hang on just a second because it's 11:40 and it's time for lunch.
Jayla says for the most part, classes went smoothly, but not without drawbacks.
Since it's my senior year, it would be great to see my classmates on my last first day. That's really the biggest thing, just not being able to see my friends and stuff like that.
School leaders said students and teachers will likely spend the first few days getting used to the technology. Pia Stewart, a counselor at Highland Oaks, spent her day providing tech support to flustered parents.
How do I log in? I'm in the wrong class. My child is a sixth grader, but he's been invited to a seventh grade class. Then we have to go in and correct those things.
While Shelby County's municipal school districts opted for hybrid in-person and online instruction models during the pandemic, the state's largest school district decided at the end of July to start the fall semester entirely online because of ongoing transmission of the coronavirus. Superintendent Joris Ray defended that decision on Monday as new daily cases remain in the triple digits countywide.
If we don't get it right, our community suffers. If we don't get it right, our surrounding states suffer. And we're going to continue to follow science. We're going to continue to look at the data on a daily basis.
Ray says so far, 90% of students have picked up their at-home digital devices for the school year. Distribution of the tablets, laptops, and Wi-Fi hotspots will continue this week. Getting students to log on and then stay on all day while at home will be the next challenge. The district says they're still processing first-day attendance numbers. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.